online, on FM, and up to date on social media. We are Radio Newark. With the latest news now.
Boris Johnson has again apologised for the offence caused regarding the Partygate scandal during the pandemic. But the former Prime Minister has told the COVID inquiry he stands by his comments that his staff did nothing wrong.
The characterisation, the representation there has been of what civil servants and advisers were doing in Number 10 has been a travesty of the truth. They thought they were working very, very hard, which they were, and I certainly thought that what we were doing was within the rules.
A coroner has concluded an Ofsted inspection likely contributed to the death of head teacher Ruth Perry. She took her own life at a report from the watchdog downgraded her school in Reading from its highest rating to its lowest ever safeguarding concerns. New police data collected by the NSPCC reveals that recorded offences of adult neglecting, mistreating or assaulting children have doubled over the last 5 years. Abigail, NSPCC's Associate Head of Policy and Public Affairs, tells us more about the data.
So these offences have actually doubled in the past 5 years, from around 14,000 in 2017 to over 29,000 last year. And we're deeply concerned about this rapid increase and this trajectory and what this really means for the most vulnerable children.
It's been confirmed that BBC licence fee is to raise by £10.50 to £169.50 a year. The payment had been frozen at £159 and was set to rise in line with inflation next year. The increase is lower than was expected. And there are two big games in the Premier League tonight. Everton are looking to claw back more of the 10 points they were deducted for breaking financial rules. They'll welcome injury-hit Newcastle to Goodison Park. There's also a London derby to look forward to between Tottenham and West Ham. That is the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Your child's smile is the most special gift. For Nan's mother, seeing her daughter smile after healing from cleft surgery is the start of a new chapter and an end to the health problems and bullying Nan endured. This Christmas, you can help Operation Smile transform the lives of thousands of children. Give the gift of a new smile. Change a life forever. Donate to Operation Smile today. Call 0800 953 5733.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Rain clearing north and east, however, cloud will linger, particularly in the east with some mist and fog. Feeling milder with temperatures tonight down to 5 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Discover the Christmas gift ideas at the YMCA. 30% discount for unlimited activities, vouchers for climbing, and the YMCA Cafe. There are charity gifts and much more. Find out more online at ymcanewarksherwood.org/Christmas or pop in and see us.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe, now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see, I still get frustrated, I can lie, when you keep on
4, 5, 6, 7, and 9, 10. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why.
Good evening and welcome to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Jono. Good evening, Jono.
How you doing, Gorey? All right?
Yeah, I'm not bad at all, mate.
Thank you.
Looking forward to tonight very much. A big thank you to Dan last week. That was a good one. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he could certainly talk, couldn't he?
He talked, but he talked well, didn't he?
He did talk well.
No, so big thanks to Dan last week. We've got a really, really good week lined up for you guys out there. Jono and I went to see some boxing last Friday. We'll talk about where we sat in a bit, because obviously you and me have gone up in the world, Joyner.
Yeah.
But we're going to introduce some boxers to you after the break. But we're going to do a bit of local sport before that, and then we're going to get to talk to these guys. And so we shall see you very, very shortly.
Sky.
very warm welcome to everybody out there listening. This is Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Joino. We're just going to run through some of the local sport over the last week. Now, I'm going to start, I think, Joino, with the rugby. I think the words are wet, wet, wet. Nothing happened too much at all last week. I don't think there's going to be much happening this week, according to Rob, who's emailed me, bless him. Everything's waterlogged. It looks like everything's postponed. So I think there's nothing much more to say about the rugby. There's obviously going to hopefully be some next week. The first didn't play last week either, but the seconds did win. They won a third league match, beating Gainsborough. So well done to those guys. I just hope it all dries up a bit and get some more rugby in. So thank you for that. And actually, we've got the rugby in next week. We've got a couple of guys. We've got a gentleman and a lady coming in from the ladies' setup. So looking forward to that. So what you got, Johnny?
Obviously, Newark Town was the only game to survive the weather that we've been suffering of late. Obviously, mainly down to the pitch that we play on, obviously. And we ended up picking a 4-3 win, which makes us 16 games unbeaten at home now. That was against Gedlin, Miners Welfare.
Okay.
Who I think was lying seventh at the time. And that slipped us back into second place now. So we're sitting comfortably now, come the turn of Christmas, Boxing Day. After that game is where I actually sit down and judge the league.
Okay.
I call it the halfway point. See where you need to improve, or if you're doing well, see what you need to keep improving on, as in keeping that mentality going and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
At the minute, we're sat second, which is looking good for us.
Does that mean you go straight up?
It's automatic promotions first.
Okay.
And then you've got playoffs, second, third, fourth, and where we finished last year, which was fifth. Luke Parsons is doing a great job in there as manager. Off the field, everything's going really well as well.
Cool.
So everything's ticking every box at the minute.
Brilliant.
No other games, obviously. Sunday was a wipeout with the snow that we got.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much on the football. I did just want to mention quickly before we get on to these handsome looking chaps sat in front of me here, and I'm not going to argue with any of them looking at them.
not the way we saw them fight.
There's a young girl from Rolston, Zoe Smith.
Oh, yeah.
She's just qualified. She's 16 year old. She's 400 metres hurdler, and she's just qualified to represent the England under 18. Squad, which is a fantastic achievement.
Amazing.
And I think she's just picked up a cheque off the Rotary Club as a sponsor, which is a great bonus to her. And if she's successful in that, then obviously she can go on to the England Olympic Championships, which is for a girl of her age.
It's amazing.
She obviously punching 2 years below her belt, obviously, is 16. So that's a fantastic achievement. So
we're wishing her all the best then, yeah?
Yeah, at some point we'll get her in to have a chat about it.
Sounds like a plan. Absolutely. Anybody else? Anything else?
No, that's it, mate, for me.
Okay, brilliant. So we will be back and we'll introduce you to some boxers as soon as after this record. See you in a bit.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
You probably think you're pretty good at multitasking behind the wheel. I mean, you have to multitask to drive. So what's wrong with checking your phone? The thing is, your brain simply doesn't work for quick reply, affects your concentration, and makes you less able to react to hazards. If you use a mobile phone while driving, you're 4 times more likely to crash. Think. Put your phone away.
You saw me, walking along the beach. You watched me turn around the headland, and the tide, it cut me off. The rocks were wet, too wet to climb, so I panicked. But you didn't. You dialed 999 and asked for the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard.
And I just want to say, whoever you are, thank you.
In an emergency at the coast, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Ho, 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 Santa here! Don't be
miss the Newark Christmas Markets on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of December. There's 120 festive stalls, fantastic seasonal food, street entertainers and a live music stage. In addition, on the Sunday, there's a steampunk quarter and an incredible torchlight procession led by pipers and drums and a charity Santa dash around the market. For more information, see Newark Royal Market pages on Facebook. Oh, and Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Mirror, mirror on the wall, what's the fairest panto of them all? Why, it's Snow White at the Palace Theatre in Newark, of course. I'm Dame Dolly, and I can't wait to see you this Christmas for a festive fairy tale adventure through the Enchanted Forest with my friends Snow White, Prince Simon and Herbie the Vegetarian Huntsman. Oh, but you'll have to watch out for that horrible Queen Narcissia. Boo! So book your tickets now at palacenewark.com or call 01636 655 755. See you soon!
Bowman House would love to invite you to their first ever Winter Wonderland event. Saturday the 9th of December from 10 a.m. in the hospice grounds. Why not book a slot for your pet to visit Santa Paws? Enjoy some festive family fun and meet the alpacas. For more information, please visit our website or call 01636 610 556.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey, and alongside me this evening again as normal, Joino. How are we doing?
All good, mate. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. Well, I must be getting the hang of this DJ stuff, Joino. What a song that was for these lads. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us. What a treat we've got for you guys tonight. We have some young, talented boxers with us from Dean's, from Suggy's gym, and we're really looking forward to having a chat. It was about, obviously, we went to watch them last week, but let's get introduced. So we've got Dean with us. Evening, Dean.
Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Tony.
Good evening.
Okay, so we have with us in the far corner there.
All right, Owen.
What's your surname, Owen?
Lack.
Owen Lack. Evening.
Evening to you too.
And we've got here, young man.
Hello, my name's Harrison Gent.
Oh, we've got Harrison Gent. Well done, Harrison.
Hello, my name is Jackson Dawes.
Jackson.
Evening. James Jordan.
And we've got James Jordan. So welcome, boys. Everybody fit?
Yep.
Yeah, looking forward to tonight?
Yeah. Yep. Buzzing.
Of course you stay. Okay. Right. So let's. The scene is, Joino, we get an invite from Dean to go to this boxing night last week.
We did.
We got escorted into the premises. Rolls Royce picked us up from home.
We did.
And then and we got escorted around the ring and we got ringside seats. So, Dean, thank you so much for organising that for us. We had a great night, didn't we?
We had the best seats.
We had the best seats. We could have actually put Sid's chair in for him. We could save Sid a job, couldn't we?
We could have done, yeah.
So we had a great night, and we watched these boys fight it. And I think I have to say it was an absolute credit to Newark Boxing, Dean. I think what we saw was amazing. I don't think the Newark side, there was a bad fight. I think they lost a couple, but most of the fights were full on.
Yeah, I have to say every Newark fighter that fought on that night did themselves immensely proud, and I know Dean's proud of him as well. But it was just a fantastic occasion to actually attend, and just to witness these young lads and ladies as well, shall we say, compete in the ring. I think one thing, Dean, that stood out a lot for me was the respect, not only before the fight, but after the fight, win, lose or draw.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing I've always been really keen on, and that's how we behave, you know, irrespective of the decision, because sometimes you don't always get the decision, you know, it's unfortunate, not like football where, you know, you win by a goal or you win by two goals. In boxing, you don't get a draw, but sometimes you don't get your hand raised and you can lose, unfortunately. So we always say focus on your performance, and if you've performed well, then we should celebrate that. And that's really the main focus. But before the bout and after the bout, the way we conduct ourselves, the way we behave, you know, even though you're young and you're growing up, you're still a role model to some of them kids that are out in the audience, so we've got to act in the right way.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Dean, it was a full house. Yeah?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It was packed, I have to say. Harrison, how old are you?
I'm 11.
So you're 11 years old in front of a packed house. Harrison, tell us all about it. What was your feeling as you was going into the gym?
As I was going in, I just felt really confident and I was just going to try my best.
Did you feel nervous?
Yeah. Always before a fight, I have a little bit of nerve.
Good. Because that's the key to this. If you go in there and you're not nervous, you're not in the right frame. For me, personally, I was always nervous before I got in the field. And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it. It's another great experience.
Brilliant. Okay, so we've got Jax. I'm looking across. Jackson, you must be the next youngest. How old are you, Jackson?
I'm 12 years old.
So you're 12. Same for you. Did you enjoy it? Enjoy the experience?
Yeah, I loved the night. It was a great night.
Yeah? And James?
Yeah, I loved it. I've done a few of these now, but it's always good to fight in front of a home crowd. Obviously, still had a little bit of nerves, but still love it, still enjoyed it.
And I have to say, I know you were fighting. Is your dad going to listen tonight to this?
I ain't got an idea.
If he's listening, I know your dad you will have got into it, because I knew your dad was there that night.
Yeah.
My eardrum still.
I think we all knew his dad was there.
yeah, very loud guy.
And Owen, how did you feel going into the...
My 12th fight, you know what, I was more excited than nervous. Most of my fights I've been, like, I'm more of a nervous person, but this time I was, like, so excited leading up to the fight, because obviously I've just joined Newark.
Oh, yeah, so you're from Nottingham, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from Nottingham. I came from another gym in Nottingham called Phoenix. But, yeah, I've just joined. And, yeah, it's just fitting. It's perfect.
What made you come to Newark? I know Dean's an attraction.
I knew Dean before from like East Midland squad sessions.
Okay.
I thought, like, what a coach. So I joined and I just fitted in perfect.
And you feel better for it?
Oh yeah, 100%, yeah. It's really worth it.
Can I just say something about Owen? Even though every fighter gave 100% and put some great performances, I said to you, Mark, on the night, didn't you, just before Dean gave the fighter of the night, as they call it, I actually picked Owen out as my best performance on the night. I thought he was excellent, Owen, on the night. Well, as you all was, but Owen in particular for me stood out.
What we're going to do, boys, is we're going to have a little break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to each of you about your individual fight and you can tell us a bit about how you felt it went, yeah? Is that alright?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you guys in a minute. A warm welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Joino. We have got some very talented young boxers with us this evening from Suggie's Gym. And it was a packed house last Friday night, and the age range was sort of quite vast. I think there were some young ones, and there were some sort of mid-teenagers, and we had a great night. So we're going to let's talk to Harrison. So Harrison, how long have you been with Suggie's Gym?
I think I've been boxing about a year and a half, and then before that I was doing some kickboxing with them as well.
Okay, is that the only sports you've ever done? You did football or anything like that before?
I've done some swimming, some football, yeah.
But you've taken a real liking to the boxing, yeah?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, well we watched it and we thought, well, all these boys fought amazing. So you walked into, who did you fight, by the way? I was going to ask you, Dean, as well. So these are all clubs around the cap. Is it the local East Midlands area?
They are, yeah. But sometimes we have to go further afield because you can match literally anywhere from anywhere in England. So anywhere in England. So sometimes we come all the way. I think we've had them from Torbay before, and we've brought people from Scotland for the more experienced boxers like Sam Hardy, because you kind of like, not many guys from England will want to box him because, you know, he's one of the best kids in England. So as a result, you have to go sometimes outside of your jurisdiction. But most of them, I think, on Friday were from the East Midlands.
Yeah, it looked like it. So, Harrison, you fought a young man from Eastwood, Lucas Cope. Talk us through the fight then. Talk us through it.
So, all that happened really was, I stepped into the ring, bell went, and I just thought, I'm going to go for it. Because my last fight I had with him, I think, was about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay, and you fought him before?
Yeah, I stopped him in the third round then, and I thought, well, why not do it again? So I got him, and I thought, I'm going to try. And once I'd done that, I gave him his first count in a few seconds.
Yeah, you did, I remember that.
And I just went straight in after that, and then I stopped him in about 50 seconds, I'd say. So, yeah, it's a good night for me.
It was a long fight in the end then, Harrison. It lasted about 2 minutes, didn't it?
Yeah. Who was actually in the corner with you, Harrison?
I think it was...
Was it Chad or was it Dean? Because I know they were sharing the corner,
wasn't
it?
It was Dean and Sid.
Dean and Sid, was it?
Yeah.
So what's the first thing Dean says to you after that first round stoppage? Do you remember?
It's just, like, really well done.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually, because I'm not sure what I said to him either. But to be fair to Harrison, that kid actually asked for the rematch, because Harrison boxed him on his home show, and the coach was straight on to me afterwards saying, look, I want to do that again. It was a really close bout. So for Harrison to sort of be so dominant in that rematch was just incredible, really.
Yeah, congratulations, Harrison. It's a good fight.
Yes, thank you.
You must have worked really hard in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I have.
So, when did you start? How old were you when you started?
I think I was about 9.
About 9. So you've not been doing it too long, Harrison, have you?
No, not really.
So you've got a bit of natural talent, yeah?
I'd say.
Is your dad a boxer?
No.
No? Cool. Okay, brilliant. So let's go over to Jackson. Jackson, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Thank you. You sat on nice and quiet over there. Nice, and you can see these lads have been taught lots of respect and being gentlemen, aren't they? So, Jackson, who did you fight?
I fought Tarly Smith.
Do you know him from before?
I've never fought him.
You've never fought him? So he came from Leicester. Now, I thought this lad looked a bit handy. And I thought when you two got in the gym and in the ring, I thought, this is going to be quite a tidy fight. And talk us through it, because it was, wasn't it?
I think it was a very close fight.
It was.
Unfortunately, I lost, but you don't always get the decision that you want. I worked really hard for the fight. And you just got to take that loss on the chin.
Well, you took it on the chin, but the fight was a good fight, though, wasn't it? You held your own. I don't think there was that much in it, Tony.
The most certainly one, though. I think that would have been a... Not that I'm vastly experienced in boxing in that respect, but it was very tough to split you both, to be fair. And whoever did get it, was... a very lucky choice on the night, because I thought you both deserved it, to be fair.
Just for the viewers out there, I just wanted to let you know, I mean, Dean, you've organised this show. It was like watching Sky Sports on a Saturday night. They had proper judges, you had two amazing, I thought referees did a good job, to be fair.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit soft on one of the fights, but It was done unbelievably professional, don't you think?
I think it was, mate, yeah. And I think you need that. And obviously Dean knows that anyway, because he's put these shows on for many a year. But I do think it gives... It's a bit like if you're a young footballer, if I can use the same kind of example, and you go and play at Nottingham Forest football ground, you've got to feel better about yourself. And it's probably right about the same environment, Dean, that you provide for them to go into.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, they've got big boots to fill, some of these kids, because, you know, obviously now I'm an England coach and I'm also the regional coach for the East Midlands. They see me not just as their coach in the gym, but they also see me as this other coach that's involved with England boxing. And I think what I've tried to do is bring some of those ways of training, the ways of working as a group of elite boxers into, you know, our amateur boxing club, which is a big ask, because, you know, we've got to remember, you know, these are kids at different stages of their development. Some have had, you know, one or two bouts, and some have had maybe, you know, 20 or 30, but they're still, relatively speaking, inexperienced compared to the boxers that I'm working with. But they all responded brilliantly to it, and I think Harrison showed that in just a few weeks. You know, his approach was different in this bout, the way he approached the contest. I thought Jackson handled himself very, very well, and I think that could have gone either way. Neither boxer, as you said, Joino, could really argue, you know, if they'd have gone the other way.
Yeah.
I think Jackson was just a bit unfortunate, that because we were getting quite a few of the results at that time, at that moment. You know, sometimes the judges tend to sort of like sometimes swing the other way, you know, when it's a close one. I think it was maybe a bit unfortunate, but, you know, it's a great bout, you know, and you'd love to see them two do it again.
Oh, definitely.
We're looking forward to the next one. We're just going to have a little break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to James and Owen. So, yeah, see you in a sec.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
If you see somebody showing any of the signs of a stroke, you don't have to think about it. You just dial 999. Use the FAST test. F. Face. Has their face fallen on one side? Can they smile? A. Arms. Can they raise both arms and keep them there? S. Speech. Is their speech slurred? T. Time. Time to call 999 if you see any one of these signs. Act fast. Make the call. Dial 999.
If you've got flu, you might have a headache and wobbly balance. You could well feel sick or a bit dizzy. But in most cases, after a few days in bed, you should feel better. If you've got carbon monoxide poisoning, you might have a headache and wobbly balance. You could well feel sick or a bit dizzy, and after a few breaths in an enclosed space, you could be dead. So get a carbon monoxide alarm you can hear, and get an expert to do a safety check every year. Carbon monoxide. Don't be a victim of the silent killer.
If you're looking for a taxi, look no further than Rio Cabs. We provide the best travel experience for Newark and neighbouring areas. Call today on Newark 682223 or find us online at riocabsnewark.com. We offer airport or train station trips, corporate travel, weddings, and we cater for group events. Rio Cabs, for trusted, reliable travel. Book on the website at riocabsnewark.com or call Rio Cabs on Newark 682223.
Smith's Timber Merchants are a family-run business serving the local community. Our range of products is enormous and our customer service is second to none. It's one of the reasons we've been around since 1862, and we offer free local delivery with no minimum value. We're open Monday to Saturday from 8 till 5 and Sundays from 10 till 2. Smith's Timber Merchants are proud to be local. Visit us on Appleton Gate, Newark. Call Newark 702573 or find us online at smithstimber.co.uk.
Now
Welcome back to Radio New Export with Gory and Joyno and some budding young stars from Suggy's Gym. So we've spoken to Harrison and Jackson, both had amazing fights. James, you did the same. Yep. You walked in the gym and you had a good win. Talk us through your fight.
Well, first 30 seconds, I tried to just go for it. Tried to go back to how I used to fight. Didn't really work out for me. So
after you used to fight, go on, talk us through that.
When I used to fight, when I originally started boxing and when I used to kickbox, I was a really, really aggressive fighter. I weren't the strongest, so my main factor in my fights was speed and aggression, and most people generally couldn't handle it, which gave me a really big helping hand.
How old are you now, James?
I'm 14.
You're 14, so you're tall lad for 14, by the way. You fought Danny Smith from Swinton. Where's Swinton?
That's a really good question. I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that, because somebody said about Swinton the other day, and I thought, that's one club I don't actually know where they're from.
No idea. Anyway, you've changed from that aggressive. Are you more, you're trying to become more of a boxer with style now? Is that what?
No, because I've grown a bit taller, and because of how old I am, I'm usually taller than most of my opponents, unlike on Friday,
yeah,
which was really weird. I've become more of a rangy boxer with a bit more of a slick style and like a rangy style, more straight punches than just rushing in and trying to just completely kill
them. Can I just ask, what made you change your style? Well, was that your coach?
Part of it was when I originally switched to boxing, it was less kick. Well, obviously it's going to be less kicks because it's not kickboxing. But most of my range shots when I was kickboxing were my kicks. And then when that got taken away from me in boxing, I had to rediscover how to fight, basically. And then I was still small and around the same height, so I carried on rushing. And now that I've grown up a bit, become a bit more experienced and become a lot taller, I've started to go a lot longer
with your punches.
Yeah, because I find most of my opponents seem to struggle.
Okay.
Especially like counter punch people.
So you've got your brother Leon, he fights as well.
Yep.
How long have you been boxing, James?
I've been boxing for 4 years.
4 years. Okay, well, to be fair, you'd have thought you'd been boxing a lot longer than that, Leon.
Definitely.
James,
not, yeah.
I thought you did amazing. I didn't think there was any doubt that you were going to win that fight from the first 10 seconds, did you?
Pretty of an onslaught, wasn't it?
It was. And also your brother fought well as well, didn't he?
Yep.
So, how long did you, didn't stop? Did you stop him in the end? I can't remember if you stopped.
No, I didn't.
It didn't went to the end, didn't it?
Yep.
But you outboxed him, didn't you?
Yeah.
And he was taller than you at the end. He was a big lad, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a decent bit taller than me, actually.
And I think, do you know what I did notice, though, is you guys, there was a couple of you guys didn't win, but you were kind of, like, upstanding. I noticed a couple of those in the red corner, they were smashing the ropes and was smashing the corner cushion bit, because they were really disappointed, but they didn't need to be, because you lads really box well, I have to say.
You're always going to get that in boxing, though, because it's just one of those sports, when it's a close fight and you really thought you've won it,
yeah,
it can be very, very frustrating to lose.
I get that. James, you did amazing, well done.
Thank you.
Let's talk to you. Go on, Joyner, your man's in now, look.
Our man of the night, Owen Lack.
Yeah, it was pretty dominant performance from start to finish, to be fair.
You could say that.
From round one, I just put the pressure on. Maybe I could have I tried to get the stoppage a bit too much at times, but I'll pick my shots nicely. His head
was bouncing a bit.
Yeah,
so, I have to say,
I suppose I didn't get the stoppage, to be fair. I had him on the ropes quite a few times, but I think after the second round, Dean said, if you set your shots up, get your timing right, you'll stop him. And then he said, like, last 20 seconds of the third round, I watched it back, I heard in the video, just go for it.
Yeah.
And I hit him with a shot, and I'm surprised he didn't get a con.
So you're quite new to Dean and his club.
Yeah, I think I joined late October.
Late October?
Yeah.
I think I know the answer, but what was your thoughts in coming to Dean and his club? What made
your decision easy to come to the club from the club you just previously at?
The kids, like my peers around me in the club, just have the same ambitions, like they want to get far in boxing and are eager to win. So I think that made a massive difference. The sparring, got good lads in the gym. But yeah, just they all have the same attitude and that. Just want to achieve the same goals as me.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, Owen, we had a quick chat about the shorts. Who out of the four of you got the jazzy shorts out of the four of you?
No, I just have plain black ones.
Plain black. So it's Hugh Jackson, yeah?
Yeah.
What colour are they?
All types of colours. Purple, yellow, blue.
It's that quiet one in the corner, Mark.
Quiet one. And who does Dean buy them for you?
No.
No. We have black and silver shorts or black and gold shorts. So these boys just come in with these jazzy looking shorts, and I just say, look, as long as you're wearing the club vest, you can wear whatever shorts you want. And I think I shouldn't have said that because as a result, we get all sorts, as you saw on Friday night.
That was amazing. Right, Harrison, back to you. Have you got a favourite boxer of all time? Who's your person that you look up to that you like?
Probably Bailey Sugden.
Bailey. Yeah.
Out of all of the Muhammad Ali's in this world and the Joe Frazier's, Bailey Sugden. He's going to be, if he's listening to this tonight, Bailey's going to be loving it. Eh?
I read his page to say that. Has he?
No.
Yeah.
Colin Jackson, have you got a favourite boxer of all time? Somebody you look up to? Somebody you aspire to?
I say I look up to Canelo.
Canelo.
I thought that was an Italian dish. Oh, that's Canelone, isn't it?
I thought so. talk to us about Canelo. Who's Canelo?
Canelo Alvarez. He's a very experienced boxer, probably going to retire soon.
What, with a name like Alvarez, is he Spanish? Mexican?
Yeah, I see.
Mexican.
Mexican, isn't he?
Wow, okay, cool. James, you knew James I was going to ask you, then you was leaning into the mic, weren't you?
Probably Mike Tyson.
Well, now I know why, because now where you get your aggression from, James.
And of course his dad as well.
And of course his dad. Yeah, my ear is still ringing. Let me have a word. Okay, so Mike Tyson, he was probably one of the best, wasn't he, James?
Yeah, everyone says he is one of the top fighters, and he is of all time, and he was very well known for that right hand. But on top of that, he also had one of probably the best jabs to this day. He always used to set up his right hands with his jab, and everyone always forgets that.
Yeah, he was a good boxer, to be fair, whether you liked him or not, for what he did. And then over to you then, Owen.
Changes every time I watch boxing. I watch more prospects. Like, there's one called Jhené Boston. He's from Rotherham, I think. But yeah. I try and adapt to his style, because he's got more of a slick but aggressive style at the same time. He's got like 7 fights, 6 KOs or something like that. But yeah, of all time, I don't know. Probably Canelo again.
Yeah?
Yeah, or Sonny Edwards. I like Sonny Edwards. He's from Sheffield.
Okay. Well, a lot of some boxers we've never heard. I've got education tonight. Do you want to?
Do you want to know mine?
Go on.
Barry McGuigan.
Hey, good call, that.
I used to like Barry.
Yeah, he was exciting.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, used to throw a lot of punches as well. I mean, Owen was busy, wasn't he? Yeah, he had almost a bit of a Barry McGuigan sort of esque style about him.
That's probably what attracted me to him.
Relentless. Relentless. He really was, and he made good use of his skills. But I think all these boys, I mean, they've all got their own styles, and I think that's something we encourage at the gym. It's not like how I used to box, it's how we can get the best out of them. And obviously, listening to James there, you know, he didn't probably put it across as well as he could have done, but what he did was he adapted. So he realised in the first 20, 30 seconds it wasn't working, and he got a kid who was taller and longer and rangier, so he had to adapt, and he did that really well, like they all did, to be fair.
I thought so. Just, look, boys, I want to thank you so much. I want to finish on the ladies' note, because there was a lady fighting the other night, and I thought she was tremendous, and I thought she was tremendous from a non-boxer in terms of her style. I thought she looked like a classy style boxer, the way she boxed, and the lady she fought, if you looked at her, you wouldn't have thought she wanted to go into the ring boxing. But they both had a proper good go, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think female boxing's on the up. There's some fantastic, absolutely incredible. I mean, there's been some really good boxing on just recently, and female boxing's just gone to a whole new level. I think it's got a lot more respect out there. But Chloe Davis, I don't think she'd had a win in about 5 or 6 years, you know. And she had a bit of time out, so that doesn't truly reflect how busy she's been. But Chloe was on strict instructions on Friday night. She had to do something for me, and that was to remain in the centre, because she has had this terrible habit of going and moving around the ring and working off the ropes. But unfortunately, when you're a judge, depending on the seated position that you're in, if you don't see the punch actually land on a scoring target area, you can't score it. And I was explaining this to Chloe. So your ring positioning and where you are in the ring is so important if you want to get your hand raised. So Chloe was... I said to her, you cannot go backwards. You can go left, you can go right, you can go forward. But if you go backwards, it's momentary. You just have to go back to that centre point. And she did do that, and she looked really good in the process. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought, if she boxes to the best of her ability, it might look a little bit like a mismatch. And it did, but on paper, it was actually... the girl had got a better record than Chloe. So she did really well.
She looked like she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she did. I thought so.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. Just want to say, Dean, thank you so much for bringing the boys in tonight.
You're welcome.
They're an absolute credit to you. The whole club is a credit to you. I thought the rest of the boxers were amazing as well. Thank you, boys, for popping in.
No worries.
And we look forward to the next one. Right, we can't go anywhere else but VIP, can we now?
Well, them seats were fantastic, weren't they?
Every time.
Thanks, Dean. Dean, boys, thanks a lot, yeah? And we'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Really appreciate you listening to the show, and we shall speak to you next week.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
In this country, on average, someone dies from accidental carbon monoxide poisoning pretty much every week. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. And if carbon monoxide is leaking in your home, this is what it sounds like. You can buy a good alarm from any DIY store. And if carbon monoxide is leaking in your home, this is what it sounds like. The difference? About £15. Carbon monoxide. Don't be a victim of the silent killer.
How does it feel when you stop smoking?
Brilliant, I've finally quit.
I feel like I've got my life back.
I was so proud of myself.
I feel a lot richer.
It feels good.
I just feel fitter and healthier.
I felt much happier.
It's an amazing feeling when you stop smoking. With the help of NHS Smoke Free, you could experience that feeling for yourself. Our range of support tools, which includes face-to-face guidance from advisors, helps maximise your chances of success. Go online now and search for Smoke Free.
When you want to enhance your outside space with a brand new driveway, you need a company you can depend on. A company that values reputation and trust. And one that delivers quality through detail. One name stands out from the rest. CF Surfacing. We'll work with you from start to finish and deliver the perfect driveway for you. CF Surfacing are part of CF Construction, a recognised name in the region and still a family-run business. Call CF Surfacing to discuss your project on 01522 253333 or see our website cfconstruction.co.uk/surfacing.
Fondon Ferry, the 50% menu venue, is back with their special deal until December. It's simple. You get 50% off all starters, main courses and desserts. T's and C's apply. It's on all day, every day, except Sundays. Save yourself a fortune on quality food at Fondon Ferry, on the banks of the River Trent in Fondon. When you're thinking about eating out, think no further than Fondon Ferry. Call Newark 551216.